systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, July 19th, 2010, and my name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And we have a special guest with us tonight, all the way from Santa Cruz, California, The Hawk.
The Hawk.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, Hawk?
Not much.
Is it Hawkster or
it's
just...
It's The Hawk.
The Hawk.
The Hawk.
Is the capitalized?
Like, you can't just say Hawk. You have to say
obviously,
The Hawk.
Because that would be a copyright infringement
on
somebody.
Some, yeah.
Burger says other... Mountain Dew, Matt. No Rockstar. No Rockstar. I'm trying to stop drinking those, actually.
Yeah, I've already had two today.
I'm cutting
down... doing water now.
I'm cutting down on two things in my life. One, naggy bitches. Totally cutting out naggy bitches. So three things. Two, the rock stars. I'm starting to just not drink those at all, except for this morning.
Okay.
And three, the Suboxone. Do you know how much of that shit I'm taking now?
How much?
Like a quarter of a pill a day.
Really?
And that's it. Instead of a whole pill.
And what's that shit for?
For my...
to keep them from shooting up shit.
No, it doesn't keep me from shooting up. It keeps me from getting sick from... all of the years of shooting up.
Ah, I see.
So, not bad, though.
I
feel it a little bit. Like, I feel kind of like, meh, but I know that I'll be all right. And
so,
then,
did you just refer to me as a naggy bitch?
No. There are other naggy... You're not naggy.
I think
you're
just talking
bitch.
About me.
I would have just said bitches.
I am not a bitch, dude.
I know,
come
you're
on.
You're nice. But, yeah, no. So, I'm just trying to... Because that shit's so expensive, and I don't have health insurance anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm done, like, it was nice having them when I still wanted to get high, because I could get high, and then I could just start taking them again when I was done getting high. But I'm done doing that, so I just need to just stop taking these two, because they're so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Or I can just keep pretending like I'm taking them, and then not sell them legally, you know, through a...
Anyway.
Never mind. Anyway.
So,
awesome
yeah.
weekend. How was your weekend there, Hawk?
The Hawk.
How was it? It's a pimp named Slickback. You say the whole
say
thing,
the
nigga.
Whole thing.
Say like
the
a whole... Tribe Called Quest.
The Hawk. How was Oh my god. How was your weekend, sir?
It was pretty sweet.
What happened Friday night? Did you and old Blue Eyes there? Oh, which, by the way, I put a link to Jake Jarvis's The Jarvmeister's MySpace on the show notes for Friday's ep. So if you want to look him up on MySpace, I know why he didn't want to say what his MySpace was. Because
why?
It's myspace.com/somethingoldblueeyes. Four or something
that's
like that.
That's awesome.
And I know he was totally embarrassed to say that on the show.
I think
that's
mine's
fine.
Like Inkslinger or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Now, you remember last show I referred to Jake as a mad rapist on
yes,
the loose.
I do. I remember that.
Okay, well, that night we went out and hit the town.
Right.
Had
did you
fun.
Hit the town with your cocks?
No.
Okay.
No, with the Hawks.
Oh, with the Hawks. not the cocks
not
cable.
The cocks. So we went out. Pimped in a couple bars. Then we met up with some lady friends of ours.
Groupies?
Lady friends.
Podcast or hip-hop?
Just cock groupies.
I don't know if you do this,
cock
but...
groupies?
Where
cock
we're hawk. At, where I'm at now, I need two separate contact groups for the groupies. One is for the hip-hop groupies, and then the other one is for the podcast groupies. And
well...
Now, granted, some of those ladies, I mean, people are, you know, in both of them, but...
Everybody's got to have an angle.
That's right. It just makes it easier when
hey,
I'm
hey.
Sending out mass texts.
Hey.
Yo.
What's your angle?
My angle?
What's this? What's your angle now, 45
degrees.
Huh?
45 degrees.
What angle are you getting at now, huh?
45 degrees, hoping to make it a 90 degree by the time this is all said and done.
Sounds
that's
fun.
That's my angle.
That sounds like a
hopefully,
pretty good angle.
If I'll get, I can get two right angles and then have a square.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Okay.
So,
Alrighty.
All right.
Anyway.
So the mad rapist struck again that night.
Really?
Did he do some raping?
Yes.
Some mad raping?
As me and my lady friend were finishing up.
Does he have a shirt that says therapist, but there's a space between the and rapist?
Well, he damn well should.
He fucking A should.
By law.
Oh, my God.
So I come out of the bedroom, and him and the other girl are in the living room.
Now, what were you doing in the bedroom?
What was I doing?
What were you doing?
I could take one gig.
Rape of your own.
We're playing some board games.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I come out to the fridge to get something to drink, and I look
wanky
over.
Wank.
And Jake is down on his knees with his cock flipped out of his pants, holding it in his hand, shaking it and wagging it at this chick who's, you know, just kind of sitting down on the ground with him. And he starts chasing her around by walking on his knees and waving his dick at her.
Now, you saw his dick.
I saw the whole thing go down. Yes.
Oh, my God, dude.
Is he
didn't, like, stop as soon as you came out. Like, oh, shit, dude, you shouldn't see my cock.
No, he chased her.
He was like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to do this.
Well, it's cool because just earlier night they saw my dick because we were all sitting outside on the porch.
Just comparing cocks?
No, we were just sitting outside on the porch making out with the girls when I just kind of slipped the girl's panties off, started fucking her right there on the porch.
Really?
God,
right,
dude.
Next to him.
No hesitancy at all. Just
yeah. And he looked over. He's like, oh, man, I just seen Sean's dick. And
oh,
man,
wait.
That's a nice dick.
Where'd it go? No, wait, there it is. No, where'd it go? Oh, weird.
Oh, okay.
So like,
that's a cool trick.
There.
It's a never-ending game of peekaboo. Now the girl was cool with this? Because guys are usually more exhibitionist than girls
oh,
are.
Oh, let's say I don't think she minded one bit.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Are you that
Wait,
good?
Wait, which girl?
Are you that good or was she that drunk?
Actually, I was that drunk and she's that good.
Wow.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow, dude.
So, yeah, fun, exciting night of rape.
Wow, that's...
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
So in 9 months from now... You might be Big Papa, huh?
Well, I don't know. It depends which girl's pregnant.
Right, okay.
But in either case, it still might be mine. Oh!
No, come on! Hold
boom!
On. The hawk!
The hawk strikes again!
Boom! The hawk! Boom! Burger says, well, we saw his ass. Can we see his dick? Do you want to show everyone what you're working with there?
The goods?
I don't think I'm going to flash my cock on the internet.
Again.
Again.
Right.
Without getting paid.
Did you learn your lesson the first
I did.
No more getting taken advantage of on the internet by guys who pretend to be chicks. I've
so
learned
just,
my lesson.
Just so our viewers know, you know, it is tiny. So, you know,
we might need to zoom in a little.
Yeah, just to satisfy your imaginations. Picture like a baby carrot. But like,
oh my God.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
Is that fully erect?
No, that's just soft. It's kind of more like a... well, a larger baby carrot when it's erect.
Okay,
a larger
okay.
baby carrot.
Slightly
a larger,
larger,
more bulbous, disgusting, veiny-looking baby carrot.
Slightly larger.
Fantastic. Well, that's awesome. What did you do this weekend? Anything near as fun as that?
I was on a boat.
Did you get raped on a boat?
No.
Okay.
I might have.
If you would have what? Been Sean?
Yes.
Been drunk?
No, I went out on this boat, a Bayliner or whatever, out on Flathead Lake, and it was fucking awesome. And these two brothers, dude, it's so funny, because one, like...
Two brothers, huh?
Yeah, one of these
Whoa.
Dudes is like...
Tag team, back again, I've check seen, it directed, let's begin.
I've seen how this porn starts.
You know how it ends? Womp, there it is. That's how it ends.
Yeah.
On your face.
Anyway, I kind of hope he's not watching. Because,
I sure hope he is,
because
I'm
dude,
about to
one
make
of
a bunch
is,
of fun of him.
One of them is like desperately like...
Desperate?
Head over heels for me.
For
and
a girl.
For me.
For any girl. Let's face it. Any
I
girl
guess,
that talks
dude.
To this guy, he will be happy to take
no,
them out
he's
on
kinda
his boat.
No, he's kind of picky, which is kind of cool.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
I find
it
that really...
That so
guys
far.
Being picky? Bullshit. I'm going to go ahead, being of the guy species here, of the guy gender, I'm going to call BS on that.
Yeah, well.
We're not picky. If you look good.
I can tell.
We'll even tolerate an annoying whiny bitch for a couple nights, you know, if
anyway.
They look good.
But anyway, it's really funny because the one, you know, he's constantly like, oh, you're beautiful and blah, blah,
Whoa.
Blah. And the other one, I actually think he's kind of
crazy?
He's funnier than shit because he's like a big punk rocker and stuff like that.
You know
the other one
was,
likes to fish.
You know who else
so
was funnier
like,
than shit?
Huh?
Charles Manson.
Yeah, I'd date him. Yeah,
he was pretty smooth.
He was a smooth talker.
He was. Yeah.
He was a smooth operator.
I'd get in his van.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool.
I'd let him put a cross on my forehead.
Would you be part of his family?
Maybe.
Probably.
Even if you weren't the mother?
Yeah, he did good. He just stuck to the same old formula, you know, get him hooked on drugs, hooked on your dick.
Pretty much.
Hooked on your, you know.
But anyway, so yeah, we had a bunch of fun. We went out on this boat and stuff, and I got some sun and stuff, and yeah, it was great. We like went all the way almost to Polson on this fucking boat, and it was pretty badass.
How was the res?
We went through it.
Nice.
I don't really get it. We just kind of went through it.
So you got to do some fishing and all that since you're out on a boat and everything?
No, I did not fish on the boat.
Really?
Really.
Why were you on a boat then?
What were you doing on the boat?
I don't know. That's why. That's what I said
did
at
you
first.
Get
he's
there?
Like, hey, come with me out on the boat in Flooded Lake. And I'm like, cool, I'll grab my gear. And he's like, no, we're not going to fish on the boat. I'm like,
why do you have a boat
I'm
then,
like, what the fuck
dummy?
Are we going to do then?
I got three guesses.
He's like, no, we're going to wakeboard and tube and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I went.
So did you wakeboard?
Nay.
Did you tube?
Nay.
Huh. So, what...
I watched everybody else do it. That water was fucking cold,
there's
dude!
There's a lot of missing gaps in your story here. I'm gonna go ahead and call bullshit. There was no boat. There was even no brothers, was there? It's okay, Dana. You can tell us. We understand. Because we all had fun this weekend, you have to make up a story about you having fun this weekend. I get that. It's okay. You should have said you went fishing. I would have just left it be.
I'm going to punch you in the face, okay. Dude. Yeah, I went out on a boat. I had some fucking fun. And yeah, I went fishing today and yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we heard
so
you
I
met
went on a boat on Saturday and went fishing yesterday and today.
Okay. So we heard you met a kid.
Yeah.
Was he cute?
Charming.
How old was he?
Fucking 11.
Wow, Dana. Wow.
No,
and
he
you
was
gave
a cute
me shit
kid.
About dating.
No,
an
I'm not like hitting
wow.
on this kid, dude.
Was he
his
on
grandpa
you?
Took
was
him he... out fishing, and he didn't. He couldn't like. I was helping him fish, dude, and it was fun. It was like the first like little kid I've ever. Come and encountered with
you guys
that
have a lot
didn't
in
piss
common?
Me off, and I wasn't like I want to choke you right now.
Did you guys have a lot in common? Did you guys talk about life and the universe and all that, all of the secrets?
God,
do I
dude,
need to take that away from you.
So I just never mind.
What'd it say?
Nothing.
What'd
dude.
It say? I'm listening.
I'll
what? Never take you out on my boat again.
No.
What'd it say?
No, he's super cool and will probably
say?
Go out on his boat again.
Of course. What did the message say?
It's nothing,
come
dude.
On.
Nothing,
come
dude.
On.
It just said there was fun. There was fun. We had fun.
Aww.
That's all it said.
Aww.
Okay? Are you happy now?
Not really.
Not really? All right, then go fuck yourself.
All right. Can I read you a text message?
No. I do not want to hear your fucking bitches, like, text messages from, okay, to you, all right?
Whoa.
Whoa, what?
I was going to read one you sent, but okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time.
He do says I- he's been watching, but he's not offended.
Not yet? All right.
Sorry.
So when are you going to tell this guy you're just using him for his boat? You want to do that now, or?
Oh, you're a dick,
should we do
dude.
It later?
I'm not using him for his boat,
okay.
Dude.
When are you going to stop leading him on?
I'm not leading anybody on.
Really? He yeah. seems to like you a lot.
Yeah,
and
he
that
does like me a
that
lot.
That doesn't seem to be very reciprocated here, so what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I feel kind of bad because I haven't shown him an inkling of, like, attraction back at all.
And he still tries.
He really does.
That is a sad man right there.
No, he's not. He's really
do you make
cool.
fun of his ovaries being on the outside?
No.
Interesting. Hmm.
Because he actually, he's actually a lot like manlier than you ever were.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, okay. He's not like a little fag that writes in his notebook and masturbates with
oh,
his
right.
tears.
Okay, okay.
Right.
Okay. What's right. he do for work?
Hey, I take offense to that shit, okay?
Hey, I have a notebook too. Hold on.
And I masturbate with my tears.
Oh, that's God. Right. So what's wrong with that? Just yeah. because I know when to give up chase and tail, that's never going to give me anything in return, doesn't mean I'm a sissy.
We're just hanging out, dude. What's wrong with that?
I'm sure it's fun.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's good to make new friends.
Yeah.
Dude, it'd be like me and Sean hanging out.
Except that Sean doesn't want to fuck you, as far as I know.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Do you need to just go outside and talk to him? And
no, I'm good.
Are you sure? Can I have your phone then?
No.
Don't okay. do it.
I'm okay. good. It's cool. No, he's cool, dude, and I like hanging out with him. He's a lot of fun. His brother's funnier than shit. He's funnier than shit.
Nice.
They're fun to hang out with. His family's really cool. His dad reminds me of somebody I knew in Florida, which is super awesome.
So, can I interject?
Oh, please.
Here?
What?
I just have to say, Danny, you're meeting new people, making new friends, right?
That's good, yeah, regardless of whether you're using them or not.
Using anybody!
So I have a question for you. Out of this whole breakup between you guys,
what?
Now you're meeting new people and getting to know new people. Are you getting to know yourself a little bit better, too?
Dude,
that's
hate you.
That's a good question.
Why do I...
Because if you can't satisfy...
because I want the healing to begin. The hawk likes to help people. That's what the hawk does, okay? So
what?
Are you getting to know yourself as well?
I know myself pretty good, I think.
Did you tell him what you're doing tonight?
I'm staying the night here,
really?
And I'm probably gonna fuck you. There. Boom. Okay? Anybody else want to fucking know into my personal life?
See, ladies, this is why it is a man's world. Sorry.
True that.
Why? Because I'm still not attracted to anybody else but you. I don't know why.
Oh, so it's my fault that
you're just too damn sexy, Matt.
It's not even that. He's a total prick most of the time, but
I still love
him to death.
Okay, I need to tell you something.
Why?
I'm being a prick to you so that you will move on.
I'm good, dude. I'm not, like, gonna fucking hang
out.
No,
you seem better now. But I'm saying, like, the last week, you were fucked up, dude, and I was really worried about that shit. You weren't eating. You were fucking sick. You lost your job. Like, you were fucked up.
Yeah, and
so
I'm
thought
over that.
If cool. I was maybe just a little more of a dick to you, you'd be like, "Well, fuck him. I don't like him anyways." Instead of being like, "Oh, I just want you back."
You know,
well, see, I'm not a dumb chick, and that doesn't work.
Okay.
From my perspective,
I actually love you.
You don't seem to treat her any different than you guys did when you were together. I mean, it seems pretty much the same.
Except she leaves after the show now.
Sometimes.
Right. Okay.
So I guess not much has changed.
Yeah, Burger says no, dude. Chicks like pricks. Didn't we have this conversation in the pre-show?
We did. It's kind of like people are like roller coasters.
Well, because the idea is that every guy is going to be nice to a chick generally because they want something from them. So chicks get used to guys just being nice and giving
true.
Them anything
saying
they want.
Things like, you're so beautiful.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's why you got to find more creative ways to say it. But so when a guy comes along and is nice but not giving in to their every whim, they're like, ooh. What's up with that? Why isn't he acting like every other? And then they get interested, and then that's, you know. That's how it is.
So since I'm
guys
better
like,
and shit, are you going to stop being such a prick and maybe be a little bit nicer than you have been?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because that'd be lovely.
I will try.
You will try?
I will try.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's cool. We were all just out hanging out on boats and having a good weekend. That's cool.
Yeah, everybody seems like everybody went out and got some fucking sun, dude.
Yeah,
we're all kind of baked.
I was, like, jet skiing and shit, and I started feeling, like, my back kind of...
Getting tight. Getting
a little warm. I was like, all right. But I was like, I kept thinking, I'm like, man, if I don't, like, just deal with this, my arm is going to be two different colors, like, all summer. And, like, I don't care, really, I guess. It doesn't bother me when I see it. I'm just like, huh, here's where my shirt was.
Yeah,
here's
no
exactly
big deal.
Where my shirt was.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I got some stripes going on.
But it's more so bad for me because I drive all day, so it's not even just my
arm. You've got the right arm.
Just one arm.
Bronze like a golden god.
Golden god brown, and then the other one's like this olive white color, and then the rest is just white, you know?
Burger says, just remember who helped you fix your dick last year at camping.
Is dick what he said?
I'm pretty sure, dude.
Because there was
a lot
of things.
Who was there patching up your bloated penis?
Not Burger.
Me.
I was, actually.
Me. I was over there.
You brought me the paper towels, and then you laughed at me. Thank you.
I did kind of laugh.
That was a lot of
help. But I was helping you.
That was a great help.
How many times did I take care of you and your busted-ass penis, all right?
Really?
Did I not?
Who carried you
up? Who sucked your dick with stitches in it? All right?
That was a weird thing you wanted to do, first of
no,
all.
No, that was you. That was you, dude. I need a blowjob. I really need to do something. I need to do something. It's got stitches in it, please. It's bleeding. Please. Please.
Just be nice to him.
All right, you know, if that's not love, I don't know what the fuck is, because that's fucked up.
That's something. I don't know.
Is that what people think love is these days?
Sucking a stitched up Frankencock?
Man.
Maybe. I don't know. Is
I was greatly misinformed.
Anyway.
Seriously, though. Come on. That's love. That's some serious hardcore.
That is.
So me and BK took the jet ski out, and she's like, we're going to play a game. We're going to play Dump the Rider. I'm like, oh, okay. And if you don't know, you basically, whoever's in front takes the jet ski and tries to ditch the person in back.
Okay.
And I was like, this isn't going to work because I am just going to hold on until we both go.
Fall off, right?
And so everything is cool. We're going. And then I almost pull her off and then we're cool. And then she just like guns it and gets it up to like 60 and then just fucking like.
Oh, God,
and
dude.
And we like both just go flying, dude. And like skip, boosh. And the thing dies because it has the, you know, the kill switch. And so we're, like, in the water just like, fuck, dude.
Swim back to that now.
And then, yeah, we swam back. So we swim back to it and plug the thing back in, catch our breath and all that. And
go
to start the thing. Doesn't start.
Oh, shit.
And we're
shit.
Like, huh. And I look and I'm like, is that where we started from? And she's like, no, that's where we started from. All the way on the end. We're like all... like halfway to the other side of the lake. Like you can barely see the campsite. So we're out there fucking with it and we're like, we need a screwdriver. I don't have anything like that. We check all this thing's like a big three seater. Like
yeah.
it's huge and like there's all these compartments. We're like, there's gotta be something in here. And nothing. And I'm like, it's the button, dude. The button's not going in, it's like stuck. We need to get this rubber thing off there. And I'm looking for, like, a hairpin or something. And she's like, earring, dude, pulls out the two spike thing, and we pop that off. And I get to the button, and we push the button. Nothing.
We're like,
fuck, dude. We sat out there for, like, a half hour. I was, like, thinking of, like, getting in back of it and trying to swim and just pushing it back. I was like, dude, it's so fucking far. And finally, this dude and his grandpa. And this dude was, like, in his 50s. His grandpa was 84.
Holy
first time
shit.
On a jet ski ever. He's like, I had it up to 20. And grandpa's like, this thing go any faster?
God.
So they like towed us back and shit. And like, we ended up having to fuck with the battery or something. And I was going to do that out there. But then she was like, dude, we're in the water. It's a battery. You're going to shock the shit out of both of us. So I was like, oh yeah, electricity and water. And then we get there and the dude, the guy that owned it, or grandpa or whatever, was like, it's cool. You wouldn't have got shocked. It's fine. And yeah, so she ended up just like taking her life jacket off and like waving around. And the old dudes came over. They're like, we saw a beautiful girl in distress. So here we are.
Someone says he rocks a wave runner. He hasn't rode a real jet ski.
Oh.
And he says wave fag.
Oh. How's your real jet ski that doesn't float, by the way? Does that work good?
Not the same person.
Does a real jet ski just sink to the bottom of the ocean? Or I don't get
how do you know
that,
Tim? I'm not even...
Is it a submarine? Is it a submarine?
It's totally a submarine.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Well, that's kind of cool. I wish... Yeah, we didn't have jet ski submarines. That's for sure.
Just giving you shit, dude. It's all right.
No, I was asking.
It's not like it's yours and you went out and bought
it. Yeah, I know.
It. It's like, fuck
I didn't waste money on that shit.
Whatever,
but
dude.
I will ride the fuck out of them.
Anyway.
September 18th. Hotbox. Live show. Be here for that. The weekend after that, September 25th, guess who's doing another live show? These guys.
All right
of us.
Here.
The second annual Jam Hole 250 show.
Can Which we call should be it very that? Interesting.
Can we call it the second annual Jam Hole 250 show?
No, we can call it the second annual live show.
Okay, because the first one was 250.
It can just be...
What episode will you be at?
No idea. Hey,
four something.
Hey, someone in the chat, hit window R, type C-A-L-C, hit enter, and then figure that out for us. Appreciate it.
Oh, God.
So, it's happening at Anna's, same place. We got the venue for sure. We are for sure doing this. So, if you guys want to fly down, come down, whatever, you guys can hang out for the week and go camping. Beautiful Glacier Park, Montana.
So, if
wherever.
You're going to go camping beforehand,
that's what
that
we
doesn't
usually...
sound like a good idea to me because you're going to have to come back and break down all this equipment.
So, it's what we did last time.
We didn't go camping beforehand.
Yeah, we did. We didn't do it after. Because remember, wasn't MDS the only one that stayed that long? It was him and Berger were here.
Right, but
we
didn't go camping with them, dude.
Well, no, but we went out there.
Yeah, that's not camping.
Oh, well,
if
you
we're
guys
all
will
actually
be camping,
going camping.
I will have to work, but no, you guys will go camping, and I'll see if I can, you know, take some time off here and there to come and hang out. But yeah, I'm not going to be camping out there. You guys are camping. I thought that was clear from that. This being the second annual, we don't have to explain everything again because you all already know, right? No? I mean, we'll take you places and shit, of course.
So Saturday. Since I'm not living here anymore, do I have to help you break down all this shit?
You don't have to do shit but fucking show up and look cute and say funny stuff. If you want the God-honest truth, I really don't give a fuck.
What do I have to do?
You have
You're
to be
have
there
to help
and
break
help
down
me break
everything.
Down everything. Thank you.
Thank you for taking that place.
And probably you too, BK. And bring Kayla. We'll all just break it down. It's a lot of equipment in here. We're going to need hands to carry this shit.
Dude, it only took fucking me and you before. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, I know. But I got to replace you, so...
I'll be here, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
I don't know. You might be out on a submersible jet ski, for all I know. Yeah, I bet if you get some, like, bubble gum and just chew up a big piece, you could plug whatever hole's making it sink. So, September 25th, Saturday. Write that shit down. We'll make a Facebook event. We'll make forums event, just like we did last time. It'll be a good time. Lyrical is going to perform some spoken word for us.
Yep. It's going to be pretty hot.
I was like, you know, we can't rap there because the music and stuff. We can't really play loud music because it's right next. It's built on a hotel, kind of. So, we can party there all night, but we can't have loud instruments playing.
Right, right.
So, I was like, hey, why don't you just do some spoken word then? It'll be like
rapping.
Maybe
play the beat really quiet.
Really quiet. Everybody, bring it in. Bring it in. Lyrical's going
to
rap to
us all. Spoken word style, dude.
Oh, with like an upbeat cello and
just a bongo.
Just
a bongo. So, somebody bring a bongo for the live
Darkness.
Show.
Bring bongos.
God.
Up in the club. That's where we'd be at.
Bring
the
bottles.
Bottle full of booze.
Up in the club.
If you do it like
your
that, I will let...
Your booty is fat.
Do you want to do the booze like last time? Because that was a good
sure.
idea.
Sure. If you do that, I will let you open the show with that.
Dude, I will totally do...
Do you want to write some stand-up?
Dude, what if I could do Get It Nasty?
Should we do what the base? Should we do what the Basement Boys did and like all of us will write like 5 minutes of stand-up and just go up there and make complete fools out of ourselves?
No.
We could try.
It'll be funny. When they did it, it was really funny.
Well, we can try.
I enjoyed the shit out of that, but yeah, I don't know, it'll be cool. So
we're gonna have a good time. It was good times last time.
It was
I'm
huge
sure it'll
good,
be good
times.
This
if
time.
You want to see the jamhole.com/250, you can see the trailer. We made a video. It's $5. Download the whole thing. It's like an hour or something. You can see all the pictures at the jamhole.com/pics.
Just please refrain from making out with chicks in front of me after the show.
That's right, listeners. No making out with chicks in front of her after the show.
Mm.
Making out with you.
That's what I get to do. You don't want me. Oh,
right.
Right.
Well, refrain from that.
Can I make out with chicks?
Yeah, you're totally cool.
Well, what the fuck? Why does he get to... That's not fair.
I didn't...
But man... I want to make out with chicks!
I'll make out with you until the show's over, then I'll leave.
Matt, if
you
don't calm down,
whoever.
We are not going to get you a Happy Meal after this fucking show.
Yeah, no toy, okay?
No toy.
If you don't, if
no
you don't
little tiny
suck it
ice
up.
Cream cone either.
Fuck you guys. So I talked to Josh from the Big Mouse. He wanted me to relay another message to y'all.
Oh, yeah?
They will be back August 5th. So
August
stay
5th.
Tuned. Do you guys want to know what happened?
Are we allowed to talk about it?
No.
Okay,
but do you guys want to know what happened?
No, let's not talk about it if we're not supposed to talk about it.
Dude. I don't even know
dude.
Who are these people.
No,
our friend Josh and his group, they do a podcast in Alaska.
The Basement Boys?
No, those guys are in Idaho. So many podcasts. We're friends with so many.
We are.
You guys are on the scene.
BigMousePodcast.com. Josh, the gay dude, Burger says. Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
the guy, the gay dude.
Let's not. Spill that. If he doesn't want that out there, I don't want
it. Like, if I say what happened, you guys won't have a show August 5th because that's probably going to be his whole show.
Probably, dude. Let's not.
I
do
just
that.
Let me tell you, it is super epic. It's you guys aren't even going to believe this. It's going to
blow
your
mind. I can't wait.
It's going to blow minds.
I'm going to be there. I can't wait.
I had to take the rest of the day off work when he told me because my mind was so fucking blown.
You were sick, you idiot.
No, not at that time.
Oh.
I was sick a long time ago, dude.
Oh.
Like when I went to fucking to the Basement Boys thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Remember?
Yeah.
Have some more Valium.
What?
Okay.
I had Valium yesterday, dude, I actually gave away the rest of it today.
Give me the Valium alley-oop.
So,
yo.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, well, check this out. You guys remember a while ago I was mentioning that there's this homeopathic place that I go into every now and then. Well, I finally, you know, I was talking about how I always wanted to talk to him about it, but there's always people there. Well, I went in there today, and there's nobody in there. I was like, this is my chance. So I was like, hey, how much for your services? How much to get hooked up to that space-looking gizmo you got there? See what's up with me. I feel weak all the time. I'm depressed. I feel like I'm just out of balance. I need I feel like my chi is just completely blocked.
Okay.
I am getting no chi from about my tits up.
All right.
Do you know what happens when you don't get chi to your brain? Bad shit.
Yay.
Bad motherfucking shit. So, a consultation with this guy.
All right.
$60.
Damn. Wow.
And I was like, wow. Exactly. So, here's the deal. If you guys want this to happen, I'm going to need the $60. If you guys pay for it, I will go in there. I will pretend like I have fucking colon cancer. Well, maybe not. I don't want my butt probed. I will pretend I have...
We all know that's a lie.
Thank you. Another form of cancer.
Hawk. He likes the thumb in there.
No.
Just the thumb or maybe a finger?
Part of the pinky, thanks.
Ah, just
whatever,
the,
dude. And only I always use my thumb, and you love it.
That's
every
bullshit.
Time.
No, that's bullshit.
Whoa, every time.
Are you serious about this?
Every time.
That's such bullshit.
Wow. Dude, when I'm giving you a blowjob, I fucking grab
thumb?
Like this, dude, and my thumb is in your ass.
Not all the way in. No way.
Up to this knuckle, dude.
That's fucked up.
Really?
I'm gonna need you to go home after this now. Thanks.
You hear that, everybody? That's what he likes. Thumb in the bum.
Thank you.
Yeah, but who
thumb
doesn't?
In the bum.
Who doesn't enjoy a little thumb in the bum?
He likes his salad toss. You know, blow that horn. It's
no,
cool.
No.
You love
and
it.
And I've
dude.
Almost kicked you in the face a couple times.
Dude, whatever.
For
you're
too
holding
far.
Your knees up by your head, like, Dana, I'll lick my asshole. Yeah,
wow.
Dude, yeah.
You do eat some asshole, though.
You know, there's a name for the finger up the butthole. You know what it's called?
What's that called?
It's called the Lucky Pee. Pierre,
no homo.
While you're getting a blowjob.
Oh,
finger,
really?
Finger up the butthole.
I did not know that.
Lucky Pierre.
Thanks, Burger. Burger says most dudes like that. So.
Well, there you go.
You like. Never mind.
What do I like?
You like getting. You know what?
What?
I'm not even going to stoop to your level.
What?
Does
what,
anybody
dude?
Care what I
What's
like?
Up?
What do you like, Sean?
What's up, dude?
Doggy style. Big booties, mainly. Really. No homo.
No homo.
No homo. Because we're totally talking about chicks.
So, right. What? Were you going to try to, like, get back at me? What?
No.
What do I like?
Not at all. I'm not.
He says you like to have the salad tossed.
I love everything, dude.
Why
lick my asshole. Have some fun. I don't give a fuck. It's all right.
Dick in the ear. Is that cool?
We've done that. On accident,
okay.
Probably, before.
And the nose, yes.
Right.
Right.
And he tries to
when
get it
gets
as close
dark,
to my fucking eyes as possible.
Well.
And I try to push him back and it
doesn't
work.
I can shoot far.
What about having a dick and a dildo in you at the same time?
I've done that.
That's no different than having a dick and your whole hand in there at the same time. She likes that.
What?
A whole hand, huh?
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, nah.
Where?
Well, you gotta...
In the pink or the stink? Which is it?
The pink.
I think
okay.
You know. No kidding.
The big one. What's the bigger one? The bigger of the two.
Oh, that God. One. Anyway. Yeah, no. A whole hand? No.
Pretty close.
All right, you're getting a couple fingers in your asshole tonight, dude.
Okay.
If you hear him scream,
alrighty.
Just ignore that, all right?
Sweet. I don't know if I want to be here.
Just ignore that, all right?
Oh,
it's cool. Or if I call you in, I just need you to pin him down.
Right, right.
Whoa. I will fucking shoot both of you in the face if that ever happens.
I don't think you can. I think with me and him, I think
I don't think you'll have the chance.
Yeah, right. If you were having sex with him, you looked up the screen, Sean, come in here, Matt, be like, yes. Now it's like, yes. Here we go.
Oh, God, dude.
Anyway.
Gotta say, your taste in porn is remarkably DP stuff.
Thank you.
I was surprised by the amount of DP porn that you had, actually.
I was surprised about the amount of anal when I first looked through his thing.
That's
amateur
normal.
Anal stuff.
That's
everyone
hot,
likes to see a chick just scream. That everybody. That's just common.
Pretty much.
All dudes like a finger in the ass, and everybody likes chicks that scream and say, ow, it hurts. That's just life.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain
wow.
it. Burger says, I got my butt plug, but it's just for prevention of the butt cancer.
Sure.
Well, see, that makes perfect sense. That's the only reason I let her do that, so she can feel around in there, make sure everything's all on the up and up.
Uh-huh.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Pretty
huh?
much.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you feel the prostate in there? Give it a quick flick for me. Yeah. There you go.
Any polyps in there?
See, I've done this with other guys, but none of them have pulled their knees to their head and stuck their ass in the air.
I used to jerk off like that when I was a little kid.
Man, that's like some fag shit, dude.
It's not. It's all about like the muscles here, like
he's
when your legs are up, it pulls on them a little. And
does
it
relax your butthole so you can get
no?
Deeper
actually,
or
it does. It kind of does the opposite, actually.
And oh, really?
Yeah.
The funny thing is,
I bet your boyfriend likes that
a little. Shut up, Sean.
You can't Stop. Keep him still, though. Like, his legs constantly try to move up
well,
towards
on.
His head.
Let's be
so.
Let's yeah. be honest, Sean. You've brought more guys over than I have since you've moved in, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And? I just need that to be out there.
Mr. Blue Eyes.
So anyway. anything else before we move on from...
Sex?
Butt play. Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
I never thought when I was a child that I would...
Yeah,
end
you
up
did.
To be
yeah, you did. You're in the shower
such
playing
a magnificent,
with your own asshole.
No, I meant I never thought I'd be on the internet like talking about
I know,
playing with my asshole in the shower.
You're a very definitive sort of icon for what is happening to the people in our society.
Am I the symbol of the decline of society?
Maybe not, but definitely the state it's in.
Montana?
No, I mean
Word.
The state of being that it's in.
Oh,
state
right.
Of.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Did you ever think...
We'll see. If you become successful, Amesby's... I have hopes for our generation.
Right.
If you don't, well...
We're getting there.
No surprise.
Amesby says, does your mom still listen, Matt? Yeah, probably. Thank you for reminding me of that.
That's always wonderful.
Okay, well, thank you all for that lovely... sex talk.
Oh, you're lagging in the butt. Let's go on now.
And you're using a guy who has a boat.
I'm not using anybody. Using a chick who has a jet ski. Fuck you.
No, I'm not using her. At all.
For free food, maybe?
No. Mm. I pay for my food there.
I don't know. That's just like where you go.
No, I just... it's because
it's
I
there.
Like their food and Mike's cool and she rarely works when I'm there anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I actually like her. I like hanging out with her.
Cool.
And I like her ex-girlfriend, too. She's pretty.
You like anything with a vagina,
no,
so let's move on now.
No,
that's not true.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. I have standards.
Well, yeah, I guess you stopped hanging out with one of them.
Whoa.
Whoa.
We went on one date, and then I was like, so this is what's going on? Are you cool with this? And she was like, no, not really. And I was like, okay.
Done and done.
Done and done.
All right.
I'll drop your yoga pants off tomorrow.
Anyway,
what?
Can't win them all, I guess.
Negative Ghost Rider. You can't even win half.
Gotta of them. Save some for the rest of us, I guess.
Sorry, has there been a large decline in available women since I became single? I apologize.
Not really.
Okay, that's good.
Just the ones on the internet.
Just the ones that we have mutual friends with on Facebook.
That's so skeezy, dude.
That's what Mark Zuckerberg made.
That's skeezy.
Made. That's what.
That's skeezy.
That's what Facebook was made for. What would you prefer? It was Match.com.
I'm gonna go hook up with my fans and or skeeze on chicks on Facebook.
One,
you skeezy motherfucker.
And she's only a fan because we're hanging out. Did she listen before we
yeah,
started
she
hanging out?
Before.
Okay. Yeah. Well, never mind then. And that's what Facebook was made for. Call up Mark fucking Zuckerberg right now and be like, hey, why did you first make Facebook? Oh, because me and my friends were having a hard time getting laid. Oh.
Hmm.
Thank you, Mark. Click.
Nerd. Use the internet to get...
Whoa.
The hawk.
Oh, God.
All right, moving
on. Let's
move on,
please.
Apparently, Columbus is having a problem.
Okay.
Some residents...
Just leave it, dude.
No, I gotta fix it.
Let him fix it. It's fine.
Let me fix it. It's okay.
It's
all right.
Okay, attention this way.
I got it. What?
Okay. Some residents in Columbus are so overweight... How overweight are they? They're so overweight, they're too much for paramedics to handle...
Literally.
The Columbus Division of Fire has armed up over the last couple of years with stretchers that can haul around patients whose weight is up to 650 pounds.
Holy shit, dude.
650. So, EMS dude on one side, EMS dude on the other, right? That's yeah. still splitting the diff. 325.
That's a lot of a fucking
piece.
Weight, dude.
That's so heavy.
Yeah.
That's so fucking heavy. You're probably dead. If the EMS has to come to you and you're that big, you're probably already dead.
You get a hernia from that, man.
I know. Then they're like, oh, we brought an extra stretcher because every guy that has to lift one of you big fat fuckers also needs a stretcher.
Right.
So, they can carry up to 650 pounds, right?
Right.
And that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not enough, apparently. The city is now considering purchasing new high-dollar stretchers. Ooh. That can support heavier loads up to, what would you say? Well, what would the
900.
Top,
800.
I'm going to say 1,000 pounds.
1,000?
I'm going to say
8. Up to 1,000 pounds. Mm. Why, you may ask?
Why?
Why? Well, according to the dispatch, about twice a month, paramedics have to move patients who are too heavy for the existing equipment, meaning twice a month, 8 to 10 city employees are filing new health insurance claims for back injuries. No shit.
Wow, dude. Hey, people, lose some fucking weight!
Or call a tow truck.
There you go. Whatever.
Problem, or a semi, or
backhoe,
whatever.
Whatever.
Don't call the EMS. They yeah. can't help you now.
Be like, hey, I need a backhoe over here and take me to the hospital.
That's
we
right.
We need a crane.
And a crane. The EMS is all on workman's comp right now. So
Burger says, fuck, let them die.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd say the same, dude. I'm with
pretty
you.
Pretty much.
Well, they're not going to starve to death. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Let them die
no
slowly.
Shit.
Let them
They'll
eat
sit
themselves.
In their fucking house in like for like a
okay.
week
we
or
starve
more.
Starve them until they're down to about $1.60.
And then we can pull
and
them out.
And then we call the EMS because by that time, some of them will hopefully
Could
have
a person
gotten
that fat actually starve to death?
Could a person that fat actually call 911? I'm going to guess probably not.
Hey, I don't know if I dialed that number in my fat fingers hit a couple buttons at the same time.
They put a pencil in their mouth and go to dial it until the pencil tastes good. And then,
fingers are too fat to
hit
one button at a time.
They eat the pencil.
Or they use their poking stick.
Hungry.
Oh, yeah. Fat people have poking sticks.
Yeah, they do.
Got my poking stick.
Or little grabbers, you know?
Yeah,
like,
the grabbers. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
They usually got like a workstation set up around wherever they're, you know, located. They can't really move around too much. You know?
And then a path for the rascal yeah. around all the disgusting, dirty shit that's in their house.
They got like couch, TV, poking stick,
can
phone,
you imagine
computer, all right there.
In that area. If not connected to the rascal. You know what I saw the other day?
What?
I saw this big fat lady on a rascal rolling down the street.
Awesome.
But I think she was picking up her daughter from school because there was this little kid on the back holding on with a backpack like on her. And
That's
mom was
awesome.
Like, get on the back. We gotta stop by KFC. I'm hungry.
Oh
and then
God,
they like
dude.
They rolled down and they were hitting some bumps and I was totally waiting for it to tip over. But it didn't.
Wow.
I should have said it did. That would have been much funnier.
Yeah, you should have.
Wow. The city currently has 18 stretchers that can handle up to 650. The current plan is to buy an additional 34, so each unit is outfitted with one. They cost around $5,000.
Times
34 of them, carry the one.
That's a lot. That's
a bunch of money.
That's a lot of fucking money we're spending on fat
That's,
people.
We could probably spend less money getting them to lose weight than
probably.
We would outfitting and retrofitting our stretchers to carry 1,000 fucking pounds.
You know, if you weigh over a certain amount, there should be like a cap limit that you're sent to like some kind of fat camp.
Or the Crisco factory. Ba-ba.
Oh, God.
Send them to the Crisco factory. It's got to come from somewhere. Might as well recycle, right? We're green. We're an eco-friendly country, right?
What
I mean,
you
minus the oil in the ocean, which I think has come to a slow, screechy halt.
Pay no attention to that shit over there.
Yeah. Hey, look over here. What's over here, guy? Don't look at that.
Okay. Hey, look, New Zealand. All right.
All right.
All right. Yay.
Nice. Cool. We found another good one here. And
There's Australia. All right.
Moving on.
Okay. With budget shrinkage at an all-time high, the tricked-out stretchers are not a popular option with lawmakers. State Senator Kevin Coughlin told the Dispatch, quote, Monday is very tight. Money is very tight in the state government right now, but I could look at what's possible, seeing if there's any money that can be reallocated for that purpose. We're really tight on money right now, but I'll see if I can dig up, you know, $78,000 for your fat fucking state for their fat fucking stretchers.
That's fucked up, dude. Mm.
That's way fucked up.
That's a pretty fucking stupid problem to have.
Isn't it?
But it's still a problem.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think the bigger problem is that just everyone's a big fat fuck. I think that's the bigger problem. And then people in places like this, these mid Bible Belt kind of states, are even more so. They're like to the extreme of that big fat fuckness.
You know what we should do?
Go on a diet?
No, we should put together a jam hole
fundraiser for fat people.
No, like workout DVD.
Really?
Yes.
You
want
to do that? We should do that.
I will film the fuck out of you doing that,
using
dude.
Using water jug.
Dude, all three of us, dude. Just like doing like, in like spandex and shit. Like, you know, those old 80s workout videos with the chicks in spandex and the crunchy looking socks.
I'm getting a total all three clue. Of us.
Matt, you got to do the part where you do the arm workout. You're like, okay, we're going to work out our arm now. It's important to count your reps and make sure you do equal numbers.
I'm getting a raging clue right now, dude. Totally.
Oh, yeah? You're going to squirt clue glue all over your pants?
Shit.
Oh, God.
Where's your clue pointing?
Thank you.
That's you should totally idea, do that. Could all do three
it.
Of us.
It'd just be
all
fun right. to do.
It'd We'd be fun to fun see you guys it. In 80s fucking workout gear.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I'm going to do the belly shirt and everything.
Oh,
dude.
Please. Hypercolor? Dude, if you find a hypercolor shirt, that would be awesome.
I'll see what I can do.
Right. The state's broke. You're not getting any money for your big fat fucks. So, if the state doesn't lend a helping hand, the city seems like it might pull the trigger itself and shoot all of the fat people that live within its boundaries. That's a good idea.
Sensible.
Quote, we would strongly consider shooting all of the fat people if the federal government does not give us the money we need. And that's about it. So, obesity is detrimental not only to the individual, but to society in general.
Yes, it
is. Our community may have to pick up the additional cost. Ah, pick up, get it? Come on. That's good stuff, paper. All right. Well, that sucks for Ohio.
All right.
All right. Moving on here. This is kind of awesome. A Peoria man who was shot Sunday morning reached out to his wife for help via, what do you think, he called her or he texted her?
Text.
Absolutely, Sean.
Thank you.
He texted her.
I'll take what the fuck for 400, please.
Oh, man.
What the fuck for 400? All right.
He lives, like, at this place on Columbia Terrace, neither here nor there, but he was shot in the leg somewhere else, and he didn't know where he was. So, and you know how I'm always saying, like, you know, texting is way better than calling.
Of course. Short, sweet, to the point.
If you are shot and bleeding out, perhaps that is a time for a phone call.
Yeah, maybe.
They can't
maybe.
Screen it then either.
That's
which
right.
Which kind of helps.
That's right.
Hey, when do you think 911's going to have a text line?
I don't know. Soon, I hope.
They should.
Yeah, probably never.
Or like crisis lines, you know, like suicide hotlines.
The jam
totally
hole suicide
hotline.
Well, if you're dying, you could just text, I'm dying, to 911.
1-3-4-4, yeah. And we will.
I'm dying and I'm here. Come
use
get
your
me.
GPS and to track you down.
And then
get
guess
your
what?
Ass.
We'll just bill your phone bill for that ambulance
right?
ride. Mom, why is the phone bill $23,000? Oh, honey.
Because I fell and I couldn't get up.
Because I didn't want to call your father and bug him, so I just texted 911.
God.
Awesome. His wife, 31, was inside their apartment at the time of the shooting, reported hearing gunshots. She called the cops. Soon after, she received a text message from her husband saying he was shot, but that he did not know where he was. Do you think the text was all like, in like leet speak, like in text, like send help, been shot, Cade, thanks.
Right. It's all like retarded.
OMG, I'm so shot right now.
OMG. OMFG, DNT, KNO.
ROFB, rolling on floor bleeding.
Dude.
Knocking him dead tonight, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks.
She was able. She got the text and she didn't know. He didn't know where he was. He's been shot. She was able to get him to answer the phone. So she called him. Like that totally. If he just would have made the phone call. He texts her. She gets the text. Is like, what the fuck? WTF. And then she calls him. She should have just texted him back.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Find someone else.
Sorry, S-R-Y.
Oh, God.
T-T-Y-L.
Later, L-8-R.
Oh, God. Oh, man. So, yeah, and then he talked to him. The cops got there, and they figured out where he was. He had a gunshot wound to his left leg. He was taken to the emergency center. Neither here nor there, three shell cases were found at the scene.
Did he have three holes in
him?
No.
Does it say what how he was shot? Like
in the leg.
In the leg. By whom, I mean?
Does not say.
Robbers. Muggers.
All that is said is himself. That he was shot in the leg and there were three shell cases.
He must have shot himself.
I'm going to guess probably.
Yeah.
OMG, I shot myself. Don't know where I am. Send help. K, thanks.
Frowny face.
Like frowny face.
Frowny face. Oh, God, dude.
OMG, I've been shot face. We need an emoticon for I've been shot in the face.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. Well, good luck.
You think you could take it and shot in the leg?
I think I could take a bullet. I mean, I'd probably like...
Like a little 22
like,
or something?
I'd be like, ow, fuck!
Well, yeah. But you think you could do it, like, on purpose?
Would you rather be shot with a bullet or hit with a taser?
Ooh.
Taser.
Really? I'd rather be shot, dude. Tasers, man, that electricity.
Well, let me ask you, will the bullet kill you? Could it possibly kill you?
Well, will the taser kill you?
No.
No.
Unless you're...
It's less likely.
...retarded and you ate a bag of weed but accidentally swallowed the baggie and then the cops tased you?
I would volunteer to get hit by a taser just to see.
Really?
Yeah, I'd do it.
I can make your dream come true.
I think we should do that.
We
should make a video of it.
You want a video you get
tased? People piss themselves, though. That's the only thing I don't like about
it. We have a video of
I know somebody who has a taser.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, shit, Sandy's...
Why don't I do it by myself?
Sandy, can you come over right now and bring your taser? That would be fantastic.
See, I don't want to do it by myself, okay?
Well, so Sean will... I'll hit Sean with it, too.
I'd do it with you.
I'll give it a shot.
Really?
Because we're hardcore like that, all right?
Sandy says no.
I don't know if you noticed, I don't know if you noticed the tattoos or the hawk. But we're pretty hardcore.
I saw the
hardcore.
I saw the old English writing on your back that says
"Thug Life."
Yeah, we're pretty hardcore.
Yeah, Amesby says you wouldn't be the first of Matt's girlfriends to piss themselves on YouTube.
Yeah,
that is
it's
true.
Cool. I'd be doing it.
Oh, hold on. Bunny's got a taser. Bunny, will you come over right now and bring
how many
it?
Volts?
Not right now, dude.
Oh, you don't want to do it right now,
no.
Pussy. Okay.
I'll tell you what. I'll take a bullet
over the weekend.
You'll take a bullet.
Shoot me in my fucking shoulder, please.
With a bullet.
No, dude, you gotta do it in the calf, right in the meat,
for
so
real.
That way,
well, what
it doesn't
caliber?
Go through the bone.
Nine.
Like, do like a 22, dude.
I was thinking more like a BB gun.
You bitch ass punk motherfucker.
I don't have a BB gun.
I got a BB gun. And I've shot myself in the foot with my BB gun just to prove that it doesn't hurt.
You're gonna have to get me really high on crack before I let you.
And
shoot
probably
me.
Some PCP.
I don't know. I've always wondered what it'd be like to get shot.
Burger says you should taser Matt right before he comes. Yeah, I don't think that's a
I got a 22.
Idea.
Let's put this to the test. Let's all shoot each
could
other in the leg.
We have a live show September 25th. No. You want to do it for that?
Not the leg.
Let's do it.
You we'll
can
be
die.
Rolling in all on crutches.
No, down in your calf in the meat, dude. I'm not
like
saying
the
by the artery
I'm gonna,
and shit.
I'm going to pull up this part
no,
of my
dude,
head.
No, dude, fuck
and you.
You
can shoot me through the...
You pussy
how
bitch.
About through the forearm?
No, actually, I need my
somewhere,
hands to type.
Somewhere where there's meat, so because you're not going to want to do it here in your shoulder, dude, because there's too much shit
hold
going on,
dude.
On.
My shoulder's
can,
pretty fucked
hold
already,
on.
So.
Can we get a map of the circulatory system? I don't want to hit any main veins if you
I have
know
an
what
anatomy
I mean.
Book. Let's
how
do
about
this.
Just
I'll
the outside point. Of the shoulder, like you could shoot through it.
I'd be worried about shattering your shoulder. Wait, is that your bad shoulder?
Yes.
Oh, well, fuck it then.
Let's just do that. We'll go through that
anyway.
Bump right here.
That's right.
I mean, I can get it fixed.
It might feel better.
It might.
I'm not taking you to the hospital, though. I don't want
to. Burger says use Matt's 9. No, not the 9, because that shit will really
That'll kill
you.
That'll blow
dude.
A hole in whatever yeah. you
right,
shoot.
Right.
You got to use
Read
a small
like a low caliber.
Caliber.
I'm just saying I don't want my name on any police reports that have to do with this.
We all go to the hospital.
There's 3 shells. Oh,
right.
I got shot in the leg. How?
Can you hurry up? Can you hurry up and patch me up? I got a video to edit.
Right. How'd that happen?
Fuck.
We had a really weird hunting
you
accident.
Can watch on the jamhole.com/YouTube. That's what fucking
I've
happened.
Seen a guy online on
For
YouTube shoot himself in the shoulder.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like
we're not the first to think of this.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Probably
I just
want to
make that
last.
I want to make that abundantly clear.
Yeah, dude. Either a taser, I'm totally down to get hit with a taser or get shot with a .22 in my calf. That's not a big deal.
I'll get tased.
What about a cattle prod?
Cattle prod?
Fuck no.
I've been
no.
hit with cattle prod, and those fucking hurt.
I bet.
You been hit one of
those? Those make your dick, like, hit you in the face. You get it. Dude, you get it in the ass, and it's like, boom! It hurts so bad.
Oh, God. I don't know.
And my heart felt weird for, like, a day afterwards. Like, I kept feeling it, like, skip beats and shit. I was like, fuck, dude. I'm dying.
Did I do
and then
it?
I did
It'd
a bunch
fun.
Of blow, and it went back to normal.
What's
so.
A cattle
Let's
prod?
Let's do that.
Like
Let's
130?
Get a bunch of blow and shoot each other.
Yeah, no.
Hey, what's a cattle prod? Like 130,000 volts or something?
Yeah, hold on. Ainsby's got a great point. This kind of conversation usually takes place between a bunch of drunk people, not with the jam hole peeps, though. That's right.
Hey.
We're more about sex and fucking and shit, not shooting
Pretty
each
much.
Other in the face with a fucking gun.
No, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
I'm not even drunk, so what's
we should,
up?
You know what we should do? We should all, like, pile, like, the three of us pile together, have some awesome sex, and then, like,
Whoa.
Right afterwards, tase and shoot each other.
Yeah, what if right Did before you? You're about to come, you pull the
yeah.
you pull the trigger. I'm going to come, you shoot. Oh, you fucking bitch.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Dude, yeah, it's like the choking thing. Like, you know, when you're choking
what
somebody when they're getting off. It's like
shocked
that.
Shocked nuts with the cattle prod at the point of ejaculation. Would you just jizz, like, across the fucking room or what?
Probably.
That, I would be... I don't know if I want to get my nuts hit with, like, 400,000 volts.
No.
You're, like, fucking and he get hit with the taser.
Oh, Burger, Burger posted our map of where the veins are. I'm going to need a marker, and I'm going to need you, Sean, to come over here. So I can...
Okay.
Amesby says you could put the taser up Matt's ass since he loves that so
do
much.
That. Let's do that.
Let's not do that.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, that's pretty easy. All the main ones are right by the heart. Okay, don't shoot you in the heart. No problem.
Yeah.
And then down the arm.
Shoulder's looking pretty good.
And the head. I think you could probably get shot in the head. There's no big veins there.
You know, I think
and
the
in
shoulder.
The pussy. And in the vagina.
Oh, yeah. What about the dick? Is there a big vein there?
I don't know. I didn't see one of a dude.
The side boob looks promising.
Off my side boob. Yeah.
Awesome.
There's no bullets going through my tits, dude.
Could you pierce that way? Could I, like, pierce your ear if I just held the gun up to your earlobe?
Probably.
And just...
probably fucking pop my eardrums, too.
Well, you'd have earplugs in. Duh, safety first.
Safety first before I fucking blow a hole
right.
through your ear with my Glock.
Thank
it's
you.
Cool. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I think if, there'd have to be a lot of alcohol involved in
Do you
this.
Think?
As
alcohol,
as
some kind of drugs, and it's going to be an awesome weekend. We should
Sweet.
Do this.
Well, sounds like a fun camping trip to me.
Well, I think it'd be cool because all three of us know each other really well, and it'd just be really fucking
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, let's go as far away from the hospital as possible. That's a good idea.
Yeah, real good idea.
Hey, I'll make the ride there that much funner, dude.
That's true. That
See,
much,
but if
Sean,
you, if
hold
you
on,
actually...
Hold
have
on.
To, what?
More fun, not
if,
funner.
Oh, if you actually have
more
to go...
Fun.
Hold on. Say it now.
That would make the ride to the hospital much more enjoyable.
All of us in the
okay.
car. Motherfuck!
Who would
Fuck!
Drive? We need to bring BK or somebody to drive.
No,
Whoever's
dude, no.
Film
if we're
this.
All
dude.
Shot, someone's going
no,
to have to drive.
No, dude, it's got
to
be a struggle.
We're
Has
all doing
be.
A 1-2-3 thing. We're all pointing guns at the same time.
Yes,
one,
this
two,
is your
three,
vision quest.
This is like, yeah,
this
is
your
like you eat the peyote
age.
And you go out in the woods
right,
and you find yourself.
And then
this
you come
is,
back a man.
Right.
Right, okay. Well,
man, right.
Right.
Woo. But yeah, we should do that. I think that'd be hilarious, dude. Yeah, and I
you
can't be
what?
Anybody else.
I would
else.
Totally do it, and I would load both of your guns up with blanks, and I would have bullets, and I would just shoot you both and fucking laugh as I drove your asses to the
That's
oh,
fucked
man.
Up, dude.
All right. Oh, Red Fox says, I'll drive, y'all. I'll film
it.
Awesome. All right, moving on here. I got another story before we call it a night. This is awesome. Awesome.
Awesome possum.
For 7 months, this chick cleaned these guys' house, the Saudi Arabian family.
Mm-hmm.
So they got this chick house cleaner. She cleans the house, served tea to guests, even looked after the children. But when it was time to go back home, a Saudi family in the capital were in for a surprise.
Ooh.
Their chick maid wasn't a chick.
Oh, God.
Dude, it looks like a lady. I'm out.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire 2, dude, in awesome. Saudi Arabia. That's fucked up, right?
You, like, walk in on your housemaid fucking taking a piss, standing up.
Yeah.
You're like,
get out of here.
Hello.
Oh, they could do, like, that would be so awesome.
Yes, it would be.
Wow.
This is it. Here's the screenplay. I got it right here. They said the family employed a housemaid from the Philippines. Holy shit. Burger
no
was right. All those pictures of hot Asian chicks we were looking at from the Miss Asia
told
2010
you.
Or whatever.
Told you.
Those were all fucking dudes.
And you're the one who thought they were all hot.
Just the Philippines ones, and I'm not attracted to Filipinos, so there.
You dodged that bullet. Good job, buddy.
Anytime.
Yeah, good job, dude.
Yeah, she'd
cover.
Been there for 7 months as a chick. Do you think
wow.
she saw the movie, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Probably.
And was like,
she's like, or he was like, I could pull this off.
But
this,
what's
this
fucked
was
up?
In Saudi Arabia?
Check this out. When Mrs. Doubtfire did that and he got in trouble, what was the worst that happened to him? He lost his kids or whatever?
Lost custody. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You fuck around and you will lose your,
like your
nuts.
Head.
You will be a chick. For real. They will fucking kill
Eunuch.
You. They will
yeah.
kill you there for fucking around like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially. That's weird that you'd pretend to be a chick. Like, dudes are all powerful there. If you're a dude, why would you pretend to be a chick?
Maybe he's gay, likes the feeling of silk on his nuts, and nope. makes good money.
You
fucking
could totally
houses.
Get, dude, the movie would have went so differently there, because you're all, like, wrapped up in a fucking... They're like, watch me change sexes.
Right?
All you see is eyes. Now I'm a chick. Voila. Look at my disguises. Quote, no one in the family had any doubts about the gender of the housemaid. She had smooth skin and a beautiful face. She even blew
really?
The guy twice. She would not mix with men in the family, the newspaper said. And that wasn't a raging clue as to something's up here.
She would not mix with men in the
right.
family. I thought that was disgraceful over there.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I've never been.
You
probably
fucking
not.
Horse.
I've never been.
Let's take a trip there.
After so.
Let's go there and shoot
that's,
each other.
Yeah, that's the top. We can go there and just get shot.
Right.
Blown up. After 7 months, the housemaid decided that she had had enough of house chores and wanted to go back home. With her final exit procedures being completed, her sponsor handed over her to the passport department, who discovered that the chick, the beautiful maid, they say that twice, the beautiful maid was in fact a man. But when they say man, they don't say a beautiful man.
He's a What's pretty guy.
A pretty, they, no, they just say in, he was in fact a man.
Maybe he waxed his face. There's like no stubble, like at all.
How do you even know? You didn't see his face?
Some guys are just
You have nice
like that.
Eyes. If Jake wrapped himself up and just had his eyes showing, I'd think he was a chick too. That's cheating.
You think Jake is man pretty?
Yeah, I'd say he's got the man pretty thing going. Mm. More man pretty than you. You're more rough and tumble.
Yeah.
You're more like Roadhouse. He's
Roadhouse.
More he's more of Ghost. You're
I
Roadhouse
see.
Swayze. He's more
Thanks.
Anytime. All right, Burger sent this in to us from Van Buren County, Michigan. Deputies say an 18-year-old man has died after a motorcycle crash caused by a turkey.
Hmm. A turkey.
I do that when I'm driving around because we have turkeys up here, dude, and they fucking freak, dude. They like... What the fuck? I don't know you.
Dude, we should probably put a cam in your truck while you're driving around.
I wish.
Dude.
I have my droid with me. I just never think about it. And I have my work shirt on, and I can't let you guys see that shit. Deputies say the 18-year-old Dylan was on his motorcycle going down the road, and he hit a big, giant fucking turkey buzzard. That flew across his path. Oh, he hit it in midair like turkey buzzard, motorcycle,
Damn.
That's so awesome, dude. I would love to see that.
That would be pretty
just
cool.
They have a lot of feathers too, dude. It'd be like, boom.
They're pretty big, dude.
It hit him in the chest, causing him to lose control of his motorcycle, go off the road, and bust up some trees dead at the scene.
Damn.
They are searching for the turkey. Apparently, he fled. It's a hit and run, you know? So... anything else?
I hit an owl once with my truck.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've hit a few birds with my car.
Hit deer.
It was all
foggy.
Are
we just talking flying creatures?
Flying, yeah. On my way up here driving from Florida, I hit like three crows. They're just dumb and like, I'm doing like 80 and just thwack. I'm like, what the fuck was that? There's like some blood in the corner of
big,
my windshield.
Giant spot. Yeah, they kind of just like make little dents in your wherever they hit.
Pretty much. It scared the shit out of me, though, the first time. I'm like, did I just hit a fucking bird? I'm like, what the fuck? Who hits a bird?
Who does... did you hear... was it... Okay, well... this is really short here. And
what?
It's...
you know, I could tell a story about how I hit the owl.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I thought you were just mentioning that.
The hawk, I'd like to know.
How the hawk hit the owl.
The hawk.
No, we were driving to New York. We were on the interstate somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere doing like 80 miles an hour. And it's foggy. And I look on the side of the road and I see what appears to be a midget standing on the side of the road. This owl was like 3.5 fucking feet tall. Dude. This thing was huge.
Oh my
huge.
God,
awesome.
Dude.
They
and
then, look like little people.
Dude, and then it spread its wings, which were fucking even bigger.
And flame shot out and it was Harry fucking Potter.
It was.
Whoa. That's a good story.
Whoa.
No, but it flew right towards our truck. I hit it. And then it flew up into the air.
And even better.
And flew away into the night.
Into the
really?
Night,
into
yes.
the night sky, pondering that.
He did like a barrel roll, got back, and started flapping and flew away.
Wow, dude.
Wow, dude. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
I've had a greyhound, or not a greyhound, a Great Dane, run into my car.
I've hit a dog before.
No. Like, I didn't hit it. I was actually in kind of like a slow moving line of traffic doing like 15, and this fucking horse of a dog is just fucking running, and all of a sudden I feel my car go doosh. Like, what the fuck? This wow. Great Dane dented in
I
my
bet.
Driver's
Damn.
Side door and just kind of like and walked off. I'm like, did that seriously just fucking happen? The dog hit me. I didn't hit
That's
the
awesome.
Dog. I wanted to hit the dog after it hit me.
Well.
I was pretty pissed off. It's like a 150-pound fucking dog.
Fucking A.
Like, as tall as, yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Beer Bear says, the dog just wanted to bury the bone. That's all.
She
can't blame
eat
for
me,
that.
But she show like
That's
a
right.
bone.
All right.
Anyway.
Did you know... this is so awesome. It's like three lines, but it's so awesome. Police arrested a man who they say punched another man who refused to give him a hug. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I love you, man.
The man was... somebody reported a man aggressively punching cars Sunday night. He's 23. He told the cops he became upset after he tried to hug a man and was pushed away. Police said the man punched and dented the hood of a car before punching the man he tried to hug. That's kind of the opposite of what you were initially trying to accomplish, isn't it? Like, love, and now you're, like, hitting him. That's...
well, it depends on how it was. Like, think about it.
Was it like the Christian side homie hug? Like, yo, what's up?
No, I'm assuming... I'm assuming the guy was drunk, right? And this was like his
wasted.
Homie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the third line. Police said the man had a blood alcohol content of 0.086.
Oh, who called that?
He was charged with simple assault, fourth degree criminal mischief, and serious DBRE.
I just think it's funny he got mad because he, like, his buddy wouldn't give him a hug or something.
He's like, I love you, fucker.
Dude,
I fucking love you.
I don't think it was his buddy. You know, I think it was just a random stranger.
People get drunk and hug people.
Drive by hugging or something. Just went
well,
wrong.
No, he was kind of. It was more of a stumbling by
Stumble
hugging,
by.
But yeah, I don't know if a drunk dude, like if you're up in Whitefish, I guess people hug you all the time because you're Lyrical.
Yeah, pretty Lyrical is pretty huggable.
Right.
Really. Appeal.
What about the hawk?
What if would the hawk punch a fool for trying to hug him?
Hawk don't give hugs. No.
Does he receive hugs?
Sure doesn't.
No?
He'll stop you dead in your tracks if you try.
Wow.
That's the
deadly.
Hawk.
No, not
like,
even...
boom!
Wow.
Wow.
Well,
that's pretty
anyway.
Great.
So, you have anything else?
No, I was just reading what Bear Bear said. Hawk love equals perker.
Perker?
Pecker. Pecker.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687 or 406-8481-SEX. Text or call or leave a message. And jamhole.com/Twitter and /YouTube and Facebook and all that. And there's an awesome glass pipe we're giving away at the Hotbox Podcast, hotboxpodcast.com/contest.
Wrong show.
No, we have people that listen to both, and we have talented artists that even if you don't listen to the Hotbox, if you want to win a sick fucking glass pipe, check out hotboxpodcast.com/contest.
I want to win it.
I
want to win it.
Do you want to win it? Draw what we need.
I should.
Get it done. Are you a drawer?
I am, actually.
Word to that.
Remember, we were at his other house, and he was showing me all of his shit. He's
actually
not bad. I showed you all
the medieval warriors.
And congrats. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He does, like, muscular, like,
well, that's
lizard
not,
people. Like,
we're not looking for our new Dungeons & Dragons characters, so. Oh.
No, they were more like magic card characters.
Oh, could you make us out of magic cards?
Oh, that'd be so
Burger
cool.
Burger says, finally, Sean is a good co-host. Keep his computer away from him during the show.
It's totally right.
He even had his computer. I didn't even take it away. Hey,
it's been
I
good.
I was keeping the chat minimized.
That owl story? Tits.
Yeah, thanks.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like how you said it was a midget.
It did.
Because that lyric
probably wasn't
painted a beautiful picture
dude,
to me.
You know what?
A midget that spread his wings.
I swear to
arose.
God, that was my first thought. I drove up and I'm
I
like,
bet.
Is that a fucking midget?
Holy
and then boom, open his wings.
And flames just shot out.
Fucking.
It's the phoenix.
Oh my god, dude.
All right, well, yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, Wednesday for the Jam Hole, and other than that, have a good week.
See you guys later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.